USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump thinks the presidential election was like a third world nation. The president, talking to reporters at the White House, says the election was filled with glitches and totally rigged.
I think the case has already been made if you look at the polls. It was a rigged election. You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country, these ballots pouring in from everywhere, using machinery that nobody knows ownership, nobody knows anything about. They have glitches, as they call them, glitches. The glitches weren't glitches. They got caught.
The House of Representatives expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding expires this Friday. Democratic aides confirming on Monday that the stopgap is expected to last through the 18th of this month. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 U.S. citizens who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the U.S. declaring war on Japan the next day and thus entering World War II. It was in 1994 that Congress designated December 7th of each year as a day of remembrance. On Pearl Harbor Day, the American flag should be flown at half-staff until sunset to honor those who died as a result of the attack on U.S. military forces in Hawaii. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The average price of a gallon of gasoline rose 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.22. The price at the pump is 43 cents lower than it was a year ago. Industry analysts say demand for gas remains low in the United States due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
SpaceX sent more cargo to space, but this mission was a little bit different. Jeremy Scott reports from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a cargo ship blasted into orbit Sunday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and upgraded cargo Dragon, the first cargo capsule to dock to the International Space Station.
It was the 24th Falcon 9 launch this year, but the first in a new line of advanced Dragon capsules. This was the first supply run under a new NASA contract. The Dragon was loaded with more than 6,500 pounds of supplies, parts, and gear. The launch was delayed from Saturday due to bad weather. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
MasterCard is now investigating MindGeek for distributing videos depicting child abuse and non-consensual violence on its commercial pornographic websites. The development comes after New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof wrote a column detailing assaults and a naked video of an underage girl on one of MindGeek's websites. PayPal turned off payments to this website in 2019. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.